funding for a multi-million dollar internet cable project was put to the table by Vanuatu PM Mr. Charlo Salwe after a meeting with his Australian counterpart on Monday. The two leaders also discussed China's growing influence in the Pacific. After the discussions, it has become apparent with meetings with other Pacific Island countries alongside Vanuatu that Australia is looking to play a greater role as a strategic and security partner of Pacific countries. So how will a multi-million dollar investment in an internet cable project help Vanuatu politically and economically? Pranav Harish has the story.
Well, I'll start with the economics of it. Obviously, there's a couple of reasons why you might want another submarine cable connecting to an island. One is if one cable goes down, you have a backup. So, if as things currently stand, they could be cut off just by an accident. The other thing is it gives more bandwidth. So that, in theory, should drive down prices for both business and for households. So that's very good news for the Vanuatu people. Politically, it's not as hot an issue, I suppose. In the case of this new cable that's been proposed, which would go from Vanuatu to the Solomon Islands, it was a Vanuatu company that had proposed to build that. So if anyone's been put out of joint politically, it is a company called Interchange Limited. There's not a great deal of geostrategy in the case of this cable.
Why is Vanuatu concerned about the growing influence of China, particularly across the Pacific?
It may not be Vanuatu that is deeply concerned. It certainly may be Australia and Australian security agencies in particular that are concerned. And Vanuatu, it seems, has very sensibly been able to take advantage of that.
Why is Australia's role looking at these meetings as so crucial in the Pacific region?
In terms of Australia's role, I guess they've kind of made a role for themselves in terms of the Solomon Islands cable. So initially the plans were obviously for Huawei to build the cable. Australia put a stop to that, I think for fairly sound reasons of national security, because the cable is not just a Pacific cable, it also joins up with the Australian mainland. I don't know that on this particular issue Australia had much choice other than to become involved, because I think unlike many fears, such as, for example, the military base, I think concerns about the submarine cables and Huawei are warranted.
Do you think that yesterday's meeting does send a message, a political message to China of the greater strategic partnership that Australia is looking to have with not just Vanuatu, but more broadly across the Pacific region?
I guess that is the intent, to send a message. And it's sort of notable that for all the rhetoric about the cable, that it actually wasn't mentioned, I think, during the Prime Minister's meetings yesterday. There was discussion of cybersecurity, a big new education initiative. So it's a fairly broadly based relationship to start with. And I don't know that China is going to be terribly concerned about Australia wanting closer relationships with Vanuatu, including a new security agreement or sort of partnership, if you like, which is the one genuinely new thing to come out of their meeting yesterday. It is something China will take note of, but I don't think they'll be terribly put out.
Do you see these meetings redefining that relationship? Do you think Australia is exerting more influence?
That is what Australia is aiming for in the region. Again, it comes down to a question of, how do you plan to exert this influence? Because, as many people have pointed out, there's sort of an inconsistency in Australia's approach in the Pacific, one of the most obvious being in the media sector, where Australia recently cut its support of shortwave broadcasting. I guess if it's a wake-up call for us, it's probably not a bad thing, and it's something the Pacific leaders on the whole will welcome, and they will, as they always do, will look to work with a variety of partners and look to play them off against each other.
What outcomes do you think, looking at this from the outset, will that meeting deliver for the country?
To be seen to regionally be behaving in a more useful manner on climate change will be greatly to Australia's benefit. The other thing that came up in the meeting, which will be very welcome in Vanuatu, is the issue of labour mobility. And this is another issue that all Pacific states want to be front and centre of Australia and New Zealand's agenda. It's really crucial to Pacific Islands that they have access to Australia's labour market, and not just in the low-end sense of seasonal fruit picking. Looking at more comprehensive access to our labour market is top of their concern. In terms of Vanuatu specifically, I mean, Mr. Solway is an exception. He's been there since 2016. But you have had 10 different leaders in the past 9 years in Vanuatu. But I think people may be slowly waking up to the value, and indeed the value for money, of visit diplomacy.
Dr. Graham Smith, Research Fellow at the Department of Pacific Affairs and Coral Bell School of Asia-Pacific Affairs at the ANU, ending that report by Pranav Harish.